Good morning.
Good morning.
How many of you are busy making lists and checking them twice? You know, there's the gift list. You don't want to miss anyone. And then there's the Christmas card list. Then there's the things to get done around the house before it snows and guests arrive list. The grocery shopping list. That calendar, that list of activities and places where we're supposed to be this month. This season seems to be a time of making lists. But is that all that it is? In today's scripture, we're going to read about and see how the Apostle Paul and the Corinthian synagogue leader, Sosthenes, made a list of spiritual gifts we receive in Christ. A list that is written both for the saints or those set apart in the city of Corinth, but also for the saints throughout the world and throughout time, which includes you and me. So let's take a moment to look at today's morning scripture. But before we do, let's recognize God's presence through prayer. God of all nations, King of kings, Prince of peace, Spirit of comfort, we come this morning to worship you. Thank you. As we read your word today, we ask that it might speak to our hearts, our minds, our whole being, that we might know your love and know how to share your love with others. Help us to encounter you today and the way that you know we each need to encounter you. This is your time. May you speak by your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. So our scripture this morning is a lectionary text. It comes from 1 Corinthians, the first chapter, verses 3 through 9. You can follow along in your bulletin or on the screen. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I always thank my God for you because of his grace given you in Christ Jesus. For in him you have been enriched in every way. With all kinds of speech and with all knowledge, God thus confirming our testimony about Christ among you. Therefore, you do not lack any spiritual gift as you eagerly wait for our Lord Jesus Christ to be revealed. He will also keep you firm to the end so that you will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, who has called you into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. May God bless the reading of this word. This passage outlines what Paul hopes to address in his letter to the Corinthian church. He wants this group of people to know that they are not lacking in any spiritual gift, even though they may not be taking advantage of every spiritual gift that God has given them. It's kind of like the wrapped presents under your trees. They're sitting under your tree waiting to be opened, and they have your name on them, which means it already belongs to you, but you just have to wait for the perfect timing to open it and use it. This Advent season at New Disciples, we're going to be looking at the gifts that God has given us. Not all of them, because there are many, but we're going to look at a couple of them. So today we're going to look at the gifts that God has given us that are spiritual. So looking at this passage today, I want to first focus on the two that caught my eye. And this was enriched speech and enriched knowledge. Now, these were gifts that were very culturally relevant to the people of Corinth. Because in their culture, if you have good philosophical thought and you're able to publicly articulate and communicate your thoughts, you're highly valued. And what Paul later reveals in this book is that through the Spirit of God, their wisdom and their good speech, it's transformed and refined. So basically what this is telling us is that our natural abilities and gifts and skills, the things that we use in everyday life, that through the Spirit enriches those gifts and makes them more. So, for example, let's say you go and you deliver food to somebody. Okay, you prepare a meal and you take it to someone's home because of whatever reason you think that this would be a nice gift to feed them physically. Through the Spirit, it also nourishes them spiritually. It is an answer to prayer. Or, for example, let's say you're doing a business presentation, and you're doing this to this whole group, and somehow through your words, even though they're focused on what you're selling, God uses your words to speak to that man in that room that's struggling with his relationship with his wife. There's something you say that makes him go, oh, if I go home, this is a way I can show my wife that I love her and appreciate her. So God enriches the things we do in our everyday life with his Spirit and transforming them and making them a gift. So those are two gifts that God gives us spiritually. A third is spiritual sustenance. We all need that, right? So this is when God's strength becomes our own strength. When we feel like we just can't continue on, we just don't have the strength, the Spirit comes and sustains us and strengthens us. The passage reads, he will keep you firm to the end. A fourth gift mentioned here is the gift of God's peace. Now, God's peace, or the great shalom, is this idea that God orders everything. And this is significant in Jewish thought. When I was in school, my Jewish Hebrew Bible professor, he spent, like, we had a whole semester to focus on the Old Testament, and he spent two-thirds of it just on Genesis, the 6 days of creation, to show how orderly and deliberate and systematic God is, and that we can trust God because God is deliberate and orderly and systematic in our lives, and that we can have peace because of that. The fifth gift named in this passage is grace. Actually, it's the first one named. And the ideal of grace is that despite our inability to earn salvation, if we believe and we just receive that package, that gift of Jesus Christ, that's it, we're saved. At Christmas time, we put presents under our tree, and these presents represent grace because they're given to us not because of anything we've done, but because of the love of the giver. You know, when you go shopping and you're trying to find that perfect gift, and when you know you found it, and you feel really good about giving it to the person because you know it will express love to them, that's what grace is. It's that gift that is given with all that thought and all that heart to say, I love you, and you don't have to do anything to earn it. The sixth gift found in this passage is that we will be found blameless at the end of the age when Christ appears. There's this ancient writer, Jerome, and he actually said that we will be found unimpeachable. I thought that was funny because of all the conversations we hear these days. But anyways, the Corinthian church who he's writing to and he's telling them they're going to be found blameless, this is not a blameless church. Of the different churches you read about in the Bible, this is a church that's really messed up. They make a lot of mistakes. And yet he is telling them at the end of age, Christ will find them blameless. And the seventh gift mentioned in this passage is fellowship with Jesus. I think this is one of the best spiritual gifts that we get, is this intimate relationship with Jesus, that we get to place our trust and hope in him, and he responds to us. Isn't that beautiful? But what I really want to get to today is I want to share a spiritual exercise with you that helps us to recognize during this season the spiritual gifts God has given us. So, I have a handout. So you can take one, pass it down. Feel like a teacher here.
Hand out music.
What we're going to do with this is I want to help you to have this amazing experience of mapping out your spiritual journey. This is a process that helps us to look back on our life story and see how God has touched us and to see if there's any themes in our life of ways that God has worked. And this helps us to actually make decisions about the future and to experience God. So it's a two-sided paper. As you get it, you'll see one side has some questions for you to reflect on. And the other side is a timeline. So on one end of the timeline, you'll put your birth date. And on the other end of the timeline, you'll put today's date. And as you'll see that the arrow continues past today's date, because we trust our future in Christ's hands. And then what you want to do, and this isn't something you need to do now, but this is a really good sit down at home and quiet and invite God to be with you in this. But to divide that timeline up first to kind of show kind of markers. So I went and I took mine and I divided it in four. So I have 10 years marked, 20 years, 30 years, and 40 years marked. So you can divide it up and write years. So what you're going to do then is to reflect upon the spiritual gifts that God has given you. And I'm not talking about the spiritual gifts like the gift of hospitality or the gift of faith, like those spiritual gifts we talk about. I'm talking about the spiritual gifts that everyone receives in Christ and the ways that you have encountered God. So these are some questions to think about. So you first think through the questions and write down your answers. And then when you're done, you go and you put it on the timeline. So the first question is, what is a moment in your life that has impacted who you have become? So for example, on this one, I wrote down when I played soccer in fourth grade on the Four Oaks soccer team. When I look back at my life, I feel like that was something that changed who I was. It affected how I viewed the world. It built character in me. I now coach soccer to little kids as a result. So think about, is there any event in your life or an experience you had that has really shaped who you've become? The next are, what are three key moments in your spiritual or faith journey? Maybe this is a church camp experience, baptism, when you gave birth to your child. So think about those moments that were super spiritual or a moment of faith for you. And you don't just have to write down three, but try to think of more than one. Next is, how has your image of God changed over the years and why? I do this exercise in our pastor's class. You think about, if you were to draw a picture of God, what would you draw? And think about, at different ages in your life, how you might have drawn that picture differently. When you were younger, was God more of a judgmental God? And today, God's more of a God of grace? When did that change, and why did it change? At one point in your life, was God the older man in heaven with the long white beard looking down on you? And more recently, maybe God is a floating spirit. So reflect upon that and what made that image of God change in your mind. Next question, have you ever had a crisis of faith? What caused it and when did it happen? So I know on my journey, when my aunt died, was a crisis of faith for me. I remember sitting down with Watershed, which was a young adult ministry here in town, with the pastor, and saying to him, I'm having trouble believing that God is good. I know you all say God is good, but right now I'm having trouble believing it. So writing down those moments where you had this crisis of faith and what caused it and what happened. When did you take a step of faith and what was the result? So new disciples, we just took a step of faith. We decided to do this capital campaign. We said we wanted to raise $300,000, which seemed absolutely impossible. And guess what? God supplied. So for our church history, we would write that down. And are there any other specific times of transition, decision, or in direction in your life that stand out to you? So after you reflect, you put it on your timeline when these things happened. And then you step back and you look at it, and you look for themes. So when I looked at mine, there's three themes that stood out. One was a sense of call to ministry and how God called me. The second was that every single time that God called me to take a step of faith, and I did, God provided on the other side. I had to take the step of faith first. But then when I got there, it was like, wow, God really provided. And the third thing that really stood out to me as I reflected was that God has been with me the entire way. That even the times when I thought God wasn't there, I could see God was really there. So during this Advent season, we think about the gifts that we're giving to one another. I invite you to take a moment to reflect on the gifts that God has given you. Take some time and just ask God to show you how God has been there for you during this time. Let us pray. God, we thank you for seasons and the church calendar that invite us to be still and wait and listen and learn. God, we recognize that you have placed many gifts in our lives. Some we have opened, some are still sitting there for us to be surprised. Lord, help us during this season to see those gifts and to give you thanks. Thank you, Jesus, for the gifts that you have given new disciples. We love you, Jesus. Amen.